From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Day by day, the government inches closer to another financial crisis. America's top politicians continue to lock themselves away in search of a deal. And the most we can say for the negotiators right now is they're still talking. But today, they seem as far away from a deal as ever. And as we hear from NPR's Andrea Seabrook, some House Republicans reasserted that they are not likely to vote for any deal to raise the debt ceiling.
First, let's remind ourselves of what we're talking about here. Think of it like this. Most businesses have debt. They buy things on credit. They finance buildings or new equipment. But they also need to have some cash around, operating money. They have to make payroll, right? Well, the U.S. is a big business. It carries a lot of debt. And if it doesn't raise the debt ceiling, it won't have enough operating money. President Obama and his staff will have to choose how to spend what does come in, which employees get paychecks and who doesn't, which bills get paid on time and which don't. Now, by far, most politicians, economists, and scholars believe the debt limit must be raised in order to avoid that ugly situation. Because if investors aren't sure the government will pay them, the U.S. credit rating would go down and drag the entire economy with it. But some House Republicans aren't so sure.
That is simply not true.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota. She's also running for the Republican presidential nomination.
We cannot go on scaring the American people. We need to be truthful. And I call on the president and the Treasury Secretary to tell the truth to the American people.
Bachmann believes President Obama is being dishonest when he says the U.S. could go into default if it doesn't raise the debt ceiling. She said the government would still have a lot of money coming in, and choosing what to pay for isn't that hard. Today, she said, first you pay military servicemen and women, then you pay the interest on the debt, and there'd still be money to pay seniors their Social Security checks. Now, that puts her at odds with her own party's leader, Speaker John Boehner. He openly agrees with the president and all those economists and scholars that politicians need to raise the debt limit.
I've been in conversations with the president for the last couple of months, and clearly the last couple of weeks in a serious way.
In fact, Boehner has already voted several times in his career to raise the debt limit. Today, Texas Republican Louie Gohmert suggested the president or someone advising him is lying and that Mr. Obama has duped Republican leaders.
So I would encourage our speaker, quit believing the president when he uses these scare tactics. There's money there regardless of what we do, and the seniors will be taken care of.
And this exposes the problem negotiators are dealing with. It's all well and good for the top leaders to negotiate a rational solution among themselves. But when they come out of that room, the deal has to get through Congress. That seems possible in the Senate, where there's still some measure of bipartisan cooperation and political tensions are cooler. It's the House that's the obstacle. Right now, the biggest division seems to be within the Republican Party. Just last fall, Tea Party groups toppled some of Congress's most conservative members, calling them RINOs. That stands for Republican in name only. What had they done to anger the ideological right? They had compromised, sometimes with Democrats. So 87 new Republicans came to the House this January, many of them with backing from Tea Party groups. And many of them say there's no way they're going to compromise with this president and vote to raise the debt ceiling. So perhaps the biggest problem inside the negotiations right now is that Republican House leaders don't actually speak for all of their party. And that's a big reason to worry that this is the time the debt hits the fan. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.